Wenn Sie ein SaaS-Unternehmen aufbauen, kann die Erreichung von ISO oder SOC 2-Konformität und weiteren Sicherheitsstandards erheblichen Wachstum für Ihr Unternehmen ermöglichen, sowie das Vertrauen der Kunden stärken. Der Prozess dahin ist allerdings oft zeitaufwendig und kostspielig. Wanta automatisiert die damit verbundene Arbeit, hilft Ihnen dabei, schnell auditbereit zu sein und spart Ihnen 85% der damit verbundenen Kosten. Wanta wächst mit Ihrem Unternehmen, hilft Ihnen dabei, Ihre Compliance kontinuierlich zu überwachen, vereinheitlicht Ihr Risikomanagement und vereinfacht Security Reviews. Schließen Sie sich 7000 globalen Unternehmen wie Atlassian, Flowhealth und Quora an, die Wanta nutzen, um Vertrauen aufzubauen und Sicherheit in Echtzeit nachzuweisen. Laden Sie sich die kostenlose ISO-Compliance-Checkliste auf wanta.com/audio herunter, um mehr zu erfahren. vanta.com/audio für Ihre kostenlose Compliance-Checkliste.
On the 29th of January 1999, best friends Laura Bible and Ashley Freeman had a sleepover at Ashley's house to celebrate her 16th birthday. Ashley's parents, Danny and Kathy Freeman, were also at the house, located in Craig County, Oklahoma. About 6 a.m. the next morning, a neighbour reported that the Freeman house was on fire. Emergency services rushed to the scene and found the bodies of Kathy and Danny Freeman. However, Laura and Ashley were nowhere to be found. We covered this story very early on, way back in Case 3. All sorts of theories have emerged over the years. There was speculation Ashley and Laura might have murdered Danny and Kathy themselves. There were rumours that Danny was involved in drugs. Two different convicted murderers confessed to killing Laura and Ashley, only to later recant their confessions. The case has remained unsolved for all of these years. Until now.
Good afternoon. I'm Craig County District Attorney Matt Ballard. For 18 years, the community in Craig County, including many members of the media, have followed the case of the deaths of Danny and Kathy Freeman, the mysterious disappearance of their 16-year-old daughter, Ashley Freeman, and Ashley's friend, 16-year-old Laura Bible, and the arson of the Freeman family home. Yesterday, there was an arrest in the case. OSBI investigator Tammy Ferrari and my SVU investigator Gary Stansel, through incredible police work, identified three perpetrators, two of whom have since died since the beginning of the investigation. Today, charges were filed against Ronnie Dean Busick, who by law is presumed innocent of the charges. Mr. Busick is charged with acting in concert with two other men as follows. Four counts of first-degree murder for killing Kathy Freeman, Danny Freeman, Ashley Freeman, and Laura Bible. Two counts of kidnapping for the abductions of Ashley Freeman and Laura Bible, and a final count of first-degree arson for setting fire to the Freeman home. The other two perpetrators identified during the most recent course of the investigation are Warren Philip Welch II, more commonly known as Phil Welch, and David A. Pennington. Again, Mr. Welch and Mr. Pennington died during the course of this investigation. Members of Ashley and Laura's families were briefed this morning regarding the arrest, charges, and details brought to light by investigators Ferrari and Stansel. Here again, I want to extend my condolences to the girls' families. They've learned these young ladies' final days were certainly horrific, and today's announcement no doubt comes as little solace to their grief. We're standing together, releasing this statement, however, because we believe there are people with knowledge of this crime who can assist in recovering the girls' bodies and bring some closure to the families. As set forth in the affidavit for arrest warrant, Phil Welch, Dave Pennington, and Ronnie Busick killed Mr. and Mrs. Freeman, abducted the teenage girls, and set fire to the Freeman home. Information is also filed with the affidavit, revealing the girls were kept alive for an unknown number of days following the fire, that Polaroid photographs of the girls in their final days were seen by multiple people, and Welch, Pennington, and Busick made many statements to multiple people about the crimes during their lives. Although the criminal case against Mr. Busick has commenced, we must stay focused on the recovery of Ashley and Laura for the sake of the families and our entire community.
The following is from an article on Fox23.com. Quote, an affidavit claimed Welch kept photos in a leather briefcase that showed the girls bound and gagged at his home during their last days. According to the affidavit, multiple people said they had seen the pictures, but the suspects reportedly threatened them. The affidavit claimed the girls were tied up, drugged, and raped before they were killed. According to Fox23.com, the affidavit allegedly goes on to say that Welch, Pennington, and Busick had implied to others that the Freeman parents had been murdered over a debt, and that Laura and Ashley had entered a room where the Freeman parents were buying drugs on the night of the crime. The suspects had threatened the lives of people who may have had information about the crimes, which is why they didn't come forward over the years. Investigators don't know how long the girls were kept alive after they were kidnapped. Investigators still need people to come forward with information about where the girls' bodies may be. Anyone with information is urged to contact the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation at 1-800-522-8017 or via email at the following address, tips@osbi.ok.gov. A private reward of $50,000 still stands for information regarding the location of the girls.
I do feel like the investigators are saying there are people out there over this process that are afraid to talk because they're fearful for their life. You know, they can remain anonymous. They can make calls and talk and say, we really think you need to do this. Or back when? 2015, I took a different approach to trying to find my daughter, and I started using the online media, which really sparked where we are today in 3 years. Because it wasn't the older generation, it was their children and grandchildren that says, I might know something. And it's due to their efforts coming out that we're able to move forward. But there are people out there, I still feel in my heart, that they know something. However little it might be to them, it's like a puzzle piece. But somebody knows where these girls are. And for me, I need to bring my daughter home.
I want to just say to our greatest and deepest thanks to Gary Stansel and Mrs. Farrar for their work and involvement in this case, because it was a wild mess before they became involved through all these years. And the first 15 years seemed like it was fruitless. Very little bit of information and evidence ever came forward, but through the last 3 years, the Lord has answered a lot of prayers for us, and we just want to thank the law enforcement community, not just the DA's office and the OSBI, but Craig County Sheriff's Department, all the sheriff departments and law enforcement agencies that we've dealt with through the years in Kansas too, and around the area, all the different areas. I know I'm probably forgetting someone, but I just want to thank them all for their participation and help in this case. We've missed her for a long time, but we're going to bring her home, and we're going to hold on to that. Thank you all very much.
Casefile is thrilled to announce that all five Casefile Presents series, The Detective's Dilemma, The Vanishing of Vivian Cameron, Labyrinth, Searching for Sarah McDermid, and Maddie, once exclusive to Spotify, are now accessible on all podcast platforms. These Case File Presents series feature stories from various corners of the globe, told by different narrators. Through its narratives, Case File aims to bring these cases and instances of wrongdoing to the forefront, sparking awareness and helping the victims and their families to be remembered. Listen to the previously exclusive Case File Presents series now, wherever you get your podcasts.